Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, how is the Workman's Circle Shulah's Bar and Bat Mitzvah program different from traditional programs? The Workman's Circle, or Der Arbeiterring, is an American Jewish nonprofit organization that promotes social and economic justice, Jewish community and education, including Yiddish language studies, and culture. It operates schools and Yiddish education programs, and year-round programs of concerts, lectures, and secular holiday celebrations. It was founded in 1900 by Yiddish-speaking Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe, and at first acted as a mutual aid society, helping its members to adapt to their new life in America. It provided life insurance, unemployment relief, health care, social interaction, burial assistance, and general education through its branches throughout the United States, as well as through its national office. At the Workman's Circle, Jewish identity is not defined by or confined to religious beliefs. Rather, identity and belonging are found in Jewish heritage, values, ideals, language, cultural traditions, and celebrations. They cultivate a proudly progressive, diverse, and inclusive community rooted in Jewish culture and social action. The organization's national headquarters is in New York, and there are branch offices throughout North America with approximately 11,000 members nationwide. The Workman's Circle's I.L. Peretz Jewish School is located in East Meadow on Long Island, New York. This week our guest is Stacy Davis, its director and community service club teacher, who's speaking with us about the school and its different programs. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Stacy. Could you tell us first a little bit about this particular center, because this is a branch, right, of the New York Workman's Circle?
Correct. This is the I.L. Peretz Jewish School, which is the Long Island Shulah, which is a school in East Meadow, New York. We are part of the National Workman's Circle organization.
When was this school here opened, and why, and by and for whom?
Well, that's a good question. The school is older than I am, so I can tell you it's probably approximately 60 years old. Our founders were founders of the Workman's Circle originally from New York, and they had branches in Brooklyn and Queens, and now they wanted one on Long Island when many of them came to Long Island, so East Meadow was the lucky recipient.
Are the activities that you do now more or less similar to what they did then?
Some of them are. We do teach Yiddish, which is one of the similarities. What we also do here, which is different, and it's different than every other Workman's Circle Shulah, is we teach Hebrew as well. We are the largest Workman's Circle Shulah, which is the school. We have quite a few students. We have adult ed programs. We have a bar and bat mitzvah program and a community service club as well.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Hebrew. What proportion is there, let's say, of Hebrew and Yiddish?
Well, the children learn Yiddish first. The Yiddish and Hebrew alphabet are actually the same alphabet, so they learn the letters, but they learn Yiddish first for the first 2 years, and then following that, all of their following years, they divide between Yiddish and Hebrew, so they get a good foundation of both.
What are the ages of these students, and about how many are there?
Okay, so our youngest students are three, and that's our Building Blocks program, which is basically preschool and kindergarten, and then they go all the way through high school. Once they finish with bar and bat mitzvah at age 12 or 13, they continue through high school doing community service on a monthly basis here.
Can you tell us a little bit about the bar and bat mitzvah program, since you mentioned it? How is it different from traditional programs?
Okay, it's really different. It's really meaningful and it's really exciting. It's very personalized and unique. We consider it what we call a secular or cultural celebration. So it involves Hebrew, Yiddish, English, some songs, some prayers, and some speeches that the students write. Now, the speeches are about Jewish family values and community service and social action, and how performing community service and social action helps to prepare you as a young adult in the community.
Well, this leads us into the social justice activism. Can you tell us what it consists of and how it's a part of your program?
Okay, so this particular school has quite a few social action projects that we work on and community service. And sometimes the line is a little bit blurred between what's community service and what's social action. So our students start from a very young age doing things such as just collecting non-perishable food items. As they get older, they start boxing the food items, and when they're even older, sometimes they transport them and drop them off at soup kitchens or food pantries. So that's one particular social action project that they work on. They collect food for the hungry, they collect clothes for the homeless. We work in partnership with the Inn, which is the Interfaith Nutrition Network in Hempstead, that has soup kitchens and helps with the homeless as well. Then they have projects that are overseas, birthday angels, where they do bake sales and collect money for children who have never had birthday parties in Israel. We have a partnership with Jewish World Watch and the Solar Cooker Project, where the children raise money, I shouldn't say children and young adults, raise money to purchase solar cookers to help send to the refugees in Darfur, because they are trying to prevent genocide. So it's quite a list, and it varies from something simple to something really complex.
So is this organized according to the class? I mean, does each class work on a project, or within the classes do the children work on different projects?
Okay, great question. So things such as collecting food, they start at a young age, and that continues all the way through. As they get older, we add more projects for each grade. Once they hit bar and bat mitzvah class, which is our hay class, they do multiple projects. So that would incorporate as many projects as we can come up with. Some we provide for them, and some we take into account what their particular interests are. When they're in community service, that's when we pick a couple of projects, like the Walk to End Genocide, and then we support what the hay class is doing, and then they do a lot more community service, where the older students come in and do projects in the school with the children. They'll do like a chocolate matzah day or baking hamantaschen, all to kind of encourage them to be active and involved.
Well, something that I find very interesting is that the projects are not limited to anything related to Jewishness. I mean, they're not limited to Israel or to Jewish charities.
That's correct. We try to make it well-rounded for multiple reasons, but every project that we work on has a Jewish value. So the value of helping the needy, it doesn't matter if the needy are Jewish or not. If there's needy in your community, you need to help them. So it also is important to know that not all of our families are from two-parent Jewish households. So we have many families who are from interfaith or interracial households, so not both parents are Jewish, and it's important that we recognize that everyone in the community has an equal place.
I'd like to speak a little bit more about the curriculum in the school itself. You spoke about the Yiddish and the Hebrew. Could you tell us a little bit about the music and arts?
Absolutely. So our music program is run by Ruth Barron, who is just a phenomenal, phenomenal person, and she is so talented. She runs the music program at Camp Kinderring, which is Workman Circle's summer camp for children. She does music in Yiddish, Hebrew, and English, and they focus on music that correlates with the holidays, but also with activism. So you'll have some folky kinds of music as well that they perform. They learn things like Hatikvah and a lot of Yiddish folk songs. It's a lot of fun. She plays guitar. The kids love to come to music. Music is twice a week. As far as the rest of the curriculum, we have history and culture. And our history and culture involves, basically, we look through the Jewish calendar. And from day by day, we look to see which holidays are coming up. And associated with the holidays, what was happening at different time periods, not just here in 2015, but if we look at, Rosh Hashanah 2015 versus Rosh Hashanah in the Warsaw Ghetto, there were different time periods. So they learn all history based around the calendar and how it's changed over time.
Do you concentrate mostly on the Ashkenazi culture?
I think that they do a nice blend of Ashkenazi as well as Sephardic. But they don't focus on one particular group. In fact, actually, we have songs and parts of our program that we do in Ladino, which is a cross between Spanish and Hebrew. So we have a lot of cross-cultural programming.
Tell us also a little bit about the adult education.
In our school, the adult education is really revolves around food. So there's cooking programs, pickle making programs, programs that we have with parents and children. As well, we have a Judaism 101, just a discussion group. Sometimes we have, we call chat and nosh. So we'll, grab some bagels and coffee and then have a discussion about some particular type of either current event or something that's happening regarding the holidays. It's very informal. However, at the New York Center, they have adult Yiddish learning, and that can be done in person and online. So anyone can sign up from all over the world and learn Yiddish.
Are most of the adults who participate here in East Meadow parents of the children who come to the school?
Everyone who participates here is either a parent or a family member of the school, at the school. There is an active branch that uses our building for meetings, but they don't participate in the adult education program. They have their own programming.
And tell us a little bit about how you celebrate the holidays with the families, because something that I think also is unusual is that you have had a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur service or program that didn't charge, because I think most of the synagogues around take advantage of the high holy days in that respect.
Well, our tuition is extremely affordable to begin with, so that is one thing that certainly attracts families to us. We do not charge anything additional for our Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur programs. We have them actually at a movie theater. We rent out the movie theater because it is handicap accessible, has really ample parking, which unfortunately our school does not. And we hire professional musicians, and we have staff members and students who run the program. And it's just a really lovely, meaningful program.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I don't think so, but I really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word. And I have no idea who's listening or not listening, but if you are listening and you happen to be in East Meadow, stop by.
Well, we'll include a link to your webpage.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about the Workman's Circle, please go to the links on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirah.com. See you next week.